Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Brick by brick, wall by wall,
brick by brick, wall by wall,
we will see tyrants fall,
we will see tyrants fall,
brick by brick, wall by wall,
brick by brick, wall by wall,
we will see Bashar fall,
we will see Bashar fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله ولو كره المشركون. We begin in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. We praise Him, and we send peace and blessings upon His final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we remember Allah's words when He says, it is He who has sent His Messenger with the guidance and the deen of truth, that He may proclaim it over all other deens, even though the mushrikun detest it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you who have come out here today, brothers and sisters, to show your support and solidarity for the rest of our brothers and sisters who are struggling in Syria. Today, I only want to speak three words. One, Islamic future. Our first word is one. This number stands for the most important thing in the believer's life, the tawheed, the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Based on this belief of tawheed, we say from Chicago, here in the United States, on behalf of all of our brothers and sisters in the West, in the East, and throughout the world, that we are one ummah. We worship one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have one book, Al-Qur'an al-Kareem, and we follow one prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have one goal, to make the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supreme.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar! Takbir! Allahu Akbar! Takbir! Allahu Akbar!
La ilaha illallah!
La ilaha illallah!
Muhammad Rasulullah!
So today, we say with one strong voice that must be heard here in downtown Chicago. Chicago at the Tribune building, to the White House in Washington, D.C., to the thrones of the palaces in Damascus, that the oppression of the Muslims in Syria and throughout the Middle East must stop, and that the return of the rightly guided Islamic Khilafah on the path of the prophethood must start. Our second word today is Islamic. The tensions and the transitions that we see in Damascus, in Aleppo, in Hama, in Homs, are the Muslims rising to raise the flag of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the sunnah of his prophet. We are finally tired of the Western governments like the United States, like Britain, like France, like Russia, and the other so-called superpowers involved and interfering in the Muslim affairs. We must end this Western policy toward the Muslim world and the Middle East that is a continuing crime since the destruction of the Khilafah in 1924. We must, as Muslims, and the entire world have suffered a corrupt capitalist policy of invasion, occupation, exploitation, and even genocide. Whether the West was propping up their partners like Saddam Hussein or Colonel Gaddafi in Libya to oppress our Ummah, or using their hidden hands to protect their illegitimate partners from Saudi Arabia to Uzbekistan, we Muslims have had enough. What we want and have always needed is an Islamic government of Al-Khilafah, and we will not quit, and we will not rest, and we will not compromise until that goal is complete.
Allahu Akbar!
Ya Azizu Ya Mannan!
Ya Azizu Ya Mannan!
Aqim Dawlat Al-Qur'an!
Aqim Dawlat Al-Qur'an!
Aqim Dawlat Al-Qur'an!
Aqim Dawlat Al-Qur'an!
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Mansurin! Mansurin!
Mansurin! Mansurin!
Al-Sham Mansurin!
Al-Sham Mansurin!
Just as we see, even the non-Muslims in the United States and other Western countries occupying their own financial centers, whether it's Wall Street or the financial centers of London and the other major cities, the world is coming to one clear conclusion that real change is needed. And this need for change brings us to our third and final word for today: future. Dear brothers and sisters, I ask you this one question. Can you see the future of our Muslim Ummah? Yes.
Yes.
We can see this future from the awakenings in Syria and throughout the Ummah. And we can see it coming quickly. We can see the future where we are finally free from the oppression and tyranny and corruption of capitalism and its puppet Muslim rulers. We can see the future where the true Islamic state of Al-Khilafah brings back the peace and justice and prosperity to the Muslim world. We can see the future where we as Muslims are reawakened, reconnected, rebuilt, and re-energized as the leaders of the world. Yes, dear brothers and sisters, you and I can see that day coming. And we see it coming as the revival of Islam. And if you can see that future, then you must be that future. We must be those believers who aid and assist Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tansurullahi yansurukum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. Oh, you who believe, if you assist Allah, He will assist you, and He will make your feet firm.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
We must be the men and the women and the children who struggle against these brutal, tyrannic governments with our hands and our hearts and our tongues and our wealth. And inshallah, if we do that, then we will be those believers who are blessed by the permission and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter His eternal paradise for all of eternity. In conclusion, we want to say this, and we say again to our beloved brothers and sisters in Syria and everywhere else in the world where we see the Muslims suffering. We are with you! We are with you! We support you! And we will strengthen your efforts to seek victory there, from here. We are for one Islamic future. We Muslims in Chicago, the US, and the rest of the Western world will never forget, or will never let the world forget, the suffering until the flag of Islam has been raised and victory is granted to the Muslims. And we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us successful in this effort. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us worthy of this effort. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us the ones who are given the victory. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us nobility and dignity and strength to show Islam the right way to the world through His Khilafah, so that the world can see the justice, and the world can see the beauty, and the world can see the prosperity of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His beautiful, by His majestic, by His glorious, by His honorable, by His noble names, Ya Majid, Ya Aziz, Ya Qawi, Ya Awwal, Ya Mutakabbir, Ya Jabbar, Ya Alim, Ya Majid, Ya Hamid, assist us in this effort. Assist the Muslims. Oh Allah, united by Islam. Oh Allah, bring back Islam. Oh Allah, make it successful. Oh Allah, grant us help. Because without your help, there is no helper.
I said, Salaamu Alaikum. How much longer should we sit in silence when our Muslim brothers and sisters are getting killed around the world? In Libya, in Syria, in Egypt, all over the world, our Muslim brothers and sisters are getting killed. Our sisters are getting raped. Our children are getting murdered. How much longer should we sit and wait for the West to help us when we have the solution? What is the solution? What is the solution? What is the solution?
Allah says to the believers that if you help Him, He will help you. And He will make your feet firm. Today, we've all done our part. And we've fulfilled the commandment to speak out. Amr bil ma'aruf wa nahi an al-munkar. To enjoin the good and to forbid the evil. And this is what this ummah, this is what this Muslim nation was distinguished with. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best nation ever arisen for mankind. You enjoin the good and you forbid the evil. And you believe in Allah. As we end this protest, let's also remember the hadith, the noble hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said that the best of martyrs, that the best of martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, is Hamza radiallahu anhu, and the one who speaks a word of truth to an unjust ruler. Today we speak the word of truth to the rulers. Today we speak a word of truth.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
La ilaha illallah!
La ilaha illallah!
Muhammad Rasulullah!
Muhammad Rasulullah!
La ilaha illallah!
La ilaha illallah!
Al-Khilafa wa'adallah!
Al-Khilafa wa'adallah!
And we speak the word of truth to the rulers. And we remind them. We remind them, those who still sit in the thrones of power and of comfort and of luxury, to look at Saddam Hussein and what happened to him and what was his end. And to look at Muammar Gaddafi and what was his end. And to look at Hosni Mubarak and his position now. And to look at Ali Abdullah Saleh and his position now. And to look at Zain al-Abidin bin Ali and his position now. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You give nobility to who you wish and izzah to who you wish, and you bring down who you wish.
يَا عَزِيزُ يَا مَنَّانُ
يَا عَزِيزُ يَا مَنَّانُ
أَخِمْ دَوْلَةَ الْقُرْآنِ
أَخِمْ دَوْلَةَ الْقُرْآنِ
يَا عَزِيزُ يَا مَنَّانُ
يَا عَزِيزُ يَا مَنَّانُ
أَخِمْ دَوْلَةَ الْقُرْآنِ
أَخِمْ دَوْلَةَ الْقُرْآنِ.
We remind the Muslim rulers that this ummah is watching you, and this ummah will hold you accountable, and this ummah will not stop until we replace you with the true, the just, and the righteous Amir al-Mu'mineen. And that we won't stop to carry this message. And we will not stop to hold them accountable. No matter how much they threaten us. No matter how much they try to incriminate us. No matter how much they torture us. That they can never stop. And they can never prevent the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from being supreme. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us those who bring his word and make it supreme.
We want Surya
Khilafa Islamiya.
We want Surya
Khilafa Islamiya.
We want Surya Khilafa Islamiya.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about IslamPodcasts.com.